Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. John is in Valley Stream. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, good to talk to you again, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Pretty good, John.
BT, turn the Timmy Trumpet song because I feel like I got to drop a 6-out DS save on Sal here with the Jones and the Dable. Listen, Jones, he's a mid-level quarterback, Sal, and you're running your playbook to perfection on him. You're gonna drop the Licata Kevorkian on him and hate on him till you can't anymore. Then you're gonna grudgingly give him some props, and then around week 10, this is what we're gonna get: 2022, Jones is back, baby. I'm all in.
And it's not a bad impression, but I can tell you
sounds like Dickie V.
Yeah, I can tell you that's not in the playbook here. We've already played that out. I doubted Daniel Jones, not his entire career, but the majority of time after the first couple years, let's say. And then he proved me wrong, BT, like many of us, but he proved me wrong specifically in 2022. And then that to me was a year of at least enlightening, thinking, okay, well, Jones had this success getting his team to a postseason, winning a playoff game. I thought it was always more about Dable than it was about Jones. But, okay, well, if Dable could do that in year one with Jones, what could happen in year two? So I believed in him going into the year last year, saying he was a top 10 quarterback, whatever it was that we discussed at the time. And then the wheels fell off. Not only was he hurt all the time, but he was also bad when he was healthy. So I'm off the Daniel Jones bandwagon. I'm back to being where I was on it, where, yeah, they could win some games with him for sure. But he's just not very good. Even in the game they won yesterday, I think they went in spite of him where he was missing throws all over the place. Even the throws that were completed, it took sometimes great catches by Malik Nabers to get the job done. I just don't believe in Daniel Jones, so there is no playbook. That is my final answer. That's it. I don't believe in him.
Listen, here's the bottom line. The quarterback evaluation can drive you nuts if you let it. Sometimes it's pretty simple. You can identify, like, the superstars. You can identify the guys who just have no interest in being a pro, like Jamarcus Russell, you know, Johnny Manziel, Achilles Smith, guys like that. But it's oftentimes a lot more complex. Like, and you know, we've got two examples we've referenced a lot lately. One is Sam Darnold, one is Geno, and to a lesser extent, what is Malik Willis? I mean, Here he is, different team. He's running the ball a little bit because what we don't
Baker
do is
Mayfield, another one.
Baker Mayfield's been on four teams. Four teams.
So right. So it's not just one. It's not just the Jets. You know, obviously Baker didn't play for them, but it's not just one team that screwed him up. Three different teams said no to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to just. Because when we offer a final verdict on a quarterback, as many have on Jones, now, again, the conversation to get to that point, there's a lot of minutia, the offensive line, the coaching instability, et cetera. But all these guys are talented, man. And if you give them time to throw, again, varying degrees of talent, but if you give them time to throw and you give them interesting concepts, whatever, and to get their headspace right with a modern playbook and an offensive-minded coach. Like, McConnell is really – Vikings coach, he's good. So, Kevin O'Connell. Yeah. McConnell? O'Connell.
No, O'Connell.
What did I say?
I'm not sure,
I think
actually.
I said McConnell. Okay. It's O'Connell.
Yeah.
He's in the right spot. So, the Jones thing, whenever he's gone from the Giants, and who knows when that will be, I don't think you'll agree with this, I actually still think that Daniel Jones has a chance to be – solid somewhere else. It's probably just expiring here.
Well, put it this way. I think Jones is what he is now. I don't think there's another coach out there who could unlock him the way, let's say, Shanahan or O'Connell unlock Sam Darnold to a certain extent. And by the way, even
Why do you say that?
Because I think Dable is maximizing what Daniel Jones is. I don't believe Daniel Jones is a smart or accurate thrower of the football. I think he makes bad decisions. I think that's been proven through 5-plus years now, and I don't think he can throw the ball with any accuracy. He's got the velocity on the football. He can throw it far and deep. He's just not accurate with it, and I don't think he's got the ability to read the defenses. Now, you could win because he can fire the football, and he could also run the football. And I do think he's got some of the intangibles, so I think there's some good, some bad. Ultimately, I don't think it's good enough to get the Giants to a significant level. I mean, unless, BT, you're talking about playing with an elite defense, like if Daniel Jones were on the Steelers, then maybe they could go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it would still be one of those situations where it's the defense carrying him, and you just better make sure Jones doesn't screw up the game. But
yeah,
even yesterday they were fortunate he didn't have 3 turnovers
in
that game.
I know. Let me give you a more intimate example. Yeah. Let's just say it again. We'll never know, but I'm curious what you think. If Daniel Jones was quarterback of the Jets last year for every single snap after Aaron Rodgers went down with that defense,
If Daniel Jones was coaching, quarterbacking who?
The Jets. Rodgers goes down.
No, because I don't think that. I'm putting him in this exact scenario. I don't think that Hackett or Saleh would do anything with Daniel Jones that would make them good. I know what you're saying, it was a better defense, but
yeah.
Look, we saw Jones do it with a team that didn't have as good as a defense as the Jets did last year. Saw him do it with the Giants. So, like, he can win games. It's just a matter of to what level can you win games with. But it's similar to baseball, right? Like, say, yeah, the Yankees haven't really been good all year long. Yeah, but look around. Nobody else is really that good either. All right, well, look around. This is what led me to last year start to believe in Daniel Jones. This wasn't just I woke up and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to believe in Daniel Jones all of a sudden. It was, well, he did win a road playoff game, which is hard to do. He is in year two with better weapons. This is going into last year.
Yeah.
With better weapons, with an offensive-minded head coach, he should theoretically take the next step. So that's why I was believing in Jones. And obviously he didn't do it. But also look around at the rest of the quarterback play. Like, who is good? Is Sam Darnold one of the best quarterbacks? Geno Smith? If those guys are one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, I don't think he's any good.
It's a very strange
Derek Carr,
quarterback
I don't think
prop
he's any
right
good.
Now. Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, Tua's hurt. I mean, Josh Allen's amazing.
All right, so Allen is
Burrow's got to get it going tonight.
Yeah, just give me the legit no doubt
Herbert's
about it.
Herbert's hurt. Yeah, got hurt yesterday.
And even he's got that. Legit no doubt about it, quarterbacks. Allen, Rodgers.
I'd still say Lamar.
Okay, Lamar. Well, he's won two MVPs. Put Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Burrow.
Put Burrow there.
You put Trout in there even after just 1 year?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Let's see.
Something
here.
Says, like, to me, yes with Stroud, but.
You know, I think he's going to wind up there. I'm just going to.
Trevor Lawrence?
No.
Okay. Obviously, Mahomes.
Yep.
You're not putting Herbert in there?
No.
Okay. That does it for the West. Jalen Hurts?
No.
Me neither. Not if you're putting Stroud, if you can only leave Stroud on. Dak?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Probably not. Like, different level.
Yep.
But I'm talking about, like, these, the very
you.
Top level.
This is the high standard. Keep going.
Yeah, Goff?
No.
Jordan Love?
Maybe.
You're not putting Darnold, Carr, Baker.
No.
That ain't it.
No,
oh, and Purdy.
No.
You wouldn't put Purdy in
if
there.
I got the top.
Okay.
Not on the top
and
line.
And then there's maybe that second level.
Yeah, then when you
and
get then, like the Purdy's.
And then
maybe,
Jones is probably, to me, below that.
A tick below that. But maybe on the higher. But maybe if he's in the third tier, maybe he's on the higher level of that third tier.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun conversation.
Hey, bottom line is this. We left the studio Friday. Giants barely had a season. We came in today. Season's on. To what extent, we don't know. Season's back on.
All right, that does it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk plenty of Giants. Get ready for Giants, Cowboys Thursday night. We got baseball as well. Huge series. Mets, Braves, Yanks, oh, so a lot going on. Thanks, everybody who listened. Thanks, everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.